Back again with Ann Canfield, Finding Strength with Her, five-part series this evening. Ann Canfield, welcome into the Chill Factor. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing amazing tonight. Thank you so much for having me once again. And I'm so excited for anyone who's listening in, because we are going to have part one of this series for mastering difficult conversations. And the reason why we're breaking this up is because anyone who's had to have a difficult conversation knows there are many parts and pieces to this to have it go well. So in this series, I'm going to give you the acronym that I like to use for this, and it is PAUSE. P-A-U-S-E. And to keep you in suspense, I'm only going to go over the P for tonight.
Perfect.
So, mastering difficult conversations. The P is for the pre-work. And it's one of the most important parts of having a difficult conversation. When we think about what makes a conversation difficult, it usually has something to do with feelings. When we even think about a certain conversation, a feeling comes up of whether we feel good about it, whether we have good expectations, or whether we have fear and anxiety about having certain conversations. So this five-week series is to help you to be confident, and so you have less fear and increase confidence no matter what conversation you ever need to have with anyone. So when we think of the common feelings that come up, we think about the fact when we have difficult conversations, there could be frustration, there could be anger, there could be this sense of guilt of, wow, I really wish I had handled this earlier, I should have said something sooner. And now here we are, and you're like, it's the end of the road. I've got to have this conversation. So the pre-work that we're going to talk about right now is we're going to talk about what is the purpose of the conversation that you're looking. What is going to be the objective that you want to walk away after having a difficult conversation? To take the pressure off of you, we want to recognize that one conversation didn't get you feeling all of this anxiety, angst, and fear about having the conversation. So chances are this conversation you're going to have is not going to fix whatever issue you have. It just isn't. So I want you to kind of think of it of, okay, I'm going to have a conversation, but what is my objective at the end of it? And then recognize that you're probably going to have some follow-up work to build that relationship, to build that trust with that other person, or build the credibility with the other person. Because if we defined a difficult conversation, what is it that makes it difficult? It goes back to this concept of feelings. How are we feeling? Because for some reason, that relationship might feel severed. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples, and I'm going to give them to you kind of in the process of workplace, because sometimes those are the ones that are most difficult because we can't avoid people because we have to go to our jobs. So one example is you might be a supervisor and your staff member, Joe, has been showing up 5 minutes late, 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, 15 minutes late, 30 minutes late, and now you're a month later, and now you have angst, you have anxiety, and now you have to go, look, I'm going to have to let this guy go if he can't show up on time.
Of course.
So that's kind of an example of that pre-work of recognizing that just talking to Joe is probably not going to solve the problem. You're not going to be able to go over and say, Joe, be on time. Have a nice day. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, well, sure. Now that you've said something, I'm going to be on time. Chances are that's not going to happen. There's a reason behind that behavior. So we want to recognize to kind of lessen that fear and that angst is set that expectation as something that's reasonable. To say, I'm not going to walk away that Joe's going to be compliant now because I've talked to him. It's more of the fact of, let me walk into this conversation, recognizing that we're going to both walk away from the conversation with me understanding what is Joe's issues with coming to work on time, and then how can I support Joe for him to be on time every day so he doesn't lose his job, right?
Sure.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking to give, to be a resource for other people, because no matter what your name tag might say, every single one of us is a leader in our households, for ourselves, in the workplace. We all play a leadership role because we have influence in other people's lives. And this series is all about is how do I feel good in order to be a resource for other people so that I can show up as that leader for myself and I can feel confident and make that connection with other people so that I can be helpful to them, but also I can be on my own side to recognize that I do have what it takes to have that conversation. Because in the sample with Joe for being late, our objective is not to hurt Joe. Our objective is to be able to say, here, Joe, look, I want to help you. I can see what I can do for you. But at the end of the day, I do need you to show up on time. That needs to be what needs to happen. And feel confident with that. You're not going to back down. We're not going to change the goal, but we are going to alter the plan if we need to. So it's really kind of important to do that pre-work. And I used to have a boss who used to say, I'm from Missouri, the show me state. He would say, don't just tell me, show me. Guide me and show me what it looks like. So this pre-work that you're going to do for a difficult conversation might be the fact of role-playing the conversation in your mind of what some of the things that Joe might need, or what are some of the situations of what you're willing to do to be that resource and to be that leader to help him do what you need him to do and to get where he needs to go. And then the second part about this pre-work is to recognize that you want to be a safe space for anybody to come talk to you. And that's a really amazing thing that, like, Brené Brown talks about this concept and the importance of us being vulnerable to others and to be vulnerable with ourselves. And to recognize that, guess what? Any conversation you go into, you're not there to have every single answer, but you're going to show up to say, I'm here to learn something. I'm here to see what we can do to work together. I'm here to be understanding and to prepare yourself to be in that mindset. Because when you're in that mindset, the objective is that, is it that scary? Does it still have that scary feel to it? If you're there to partner with somebody and you're there to work with them. So if I asked you, Kathleen, let's say if we were role-playing and you had a difficult conversation to have and you're like, oh, I don't know how to do this. This is so hard. I'll give you an example. Like I know that you have somebody that you work with. You work with Mikey, right, for the radio show?
Sure.
And let's say you have a difficult conversation because you guys set a plan. And let's just say, for instance, he doesn't always keep the commitment that he makes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have a conversation with him about that. And it's given you some angst and some anxiety, like, I don't know. When you think about the difficulty of doing that, some things that might come up might be, I'm anxious because I might offend him. I might upset him. Am I right?
Sometimes, yeah, that could happen with anybody, right? Actually, with any job.
Right. Yep, because the relationship matters to you, right? As humans, we want to be able to have that connection with others. We don't want to upset
and validate it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We want to be validated, and we want to be sure that others are validating us. So we never want to be offensive or upset somebody. or be misunderstood in what our objective is. But if I tell you, Kathleen, actually, I want you to look at partnering with him to be able to put that mindset of understanding where he's coming from, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so that's that idea of saying, we want to go into this versus saying, I have an issue. I need you to be more, we need to keep our targets. I need you to do this on time, right? Which is sometimes the objective of saying, okay, hold back. Maybe the objective needs to be in the pre-work that we need to do is, the objective is to understand what do we need to do to work together to be sure that we're making the goals that we set.
Absolutely.
And changing kind of the objective of what is it that I'm looking to get out of the conversation versus that kind of hard stand as I just need you to do this. Kind of like back to our example of Joe. If Joe's being late every day, and then we talk to Joe and we find out that Joe's mother-in-law has started staying with him because she's got these incredible health issues and he's up late every night and he's got these incredible burdens in his home life. We might say, you know what, Joe, what can we do to maybe change your schedule? What can we do to help you to maybe move your schedule back? You know, maybe we can do something in that.
Prioritizing, is that what you mean?
Exactly. Prioritizing or recognizing that there's more than one solution to kind of opening up the gates a little bit instead of it being there's one answer and that's the only answer I'm taking. That's it. Right?
Right.
And being able to recognize that, or at least being able to come to an understanding, like with our sample with Joe being late every day, of being able to say, well, Joe, I'll give you this time off or I'll give you this, but I need you to be on time every day. What do you need to do that? Either you can do it or I can give you a reference and you're going to have to go find a job somewhere else. You've been a great employee, but I just can't do this anymore, right? But you're there to help, right? Even in that situation, it sounds like the schedule doesn't work for you anymore. What do you need from me so that you can be successful in your life? Right. In that example. And that's kind of the idea of we're preparing ourselves, putting ourselves in that mindset of looking at the purpose of the conversation from if it's a job conversation, from the company's perspective, from other staff perspective, right? Ourselves, other staff, how it's affecting them and what we can do to understand that. And it might be the fact of quality. You know, we create mission statements for companies, but we also, each of us have our own set of values that we live by. And some are non-negotiable, and some of them are the quality that we have. And we're able to see that other people having that empathy for somebody else, recognizing they might be doing the best they can as well, giving them the benefit of the doubt. So that's a little bit of that pre-work that we would do. And then what we're going to talk about next on our next session in this series is on the next podcast, we're going to bring in my friend Mary, who works at a hair clip factory.
Nice.
And I'm not going to give too much away, but we're going to bring Mary in and Mary is going to be our sample person that we're going to walk through what this kind of looks like for Mary. So I'm hoping that everybody will tune in to kind of get an idea of how this plays out a little bit. But my call to action for you this week is when you're having any of those conversations that might be a little more difficult, think about how you're feeling about it, call it out, and be honest about it, be vulnerable, and be able to say, wow, I'm feeling a little bit of anxiety about this. And then ask yourself the question, what about this conversation is giving me anxiety? So that you can kind of open up that door a little bit and understand that. Because when you look at what it is that's giving you anxiety, like we gave the example of like, well, I'm fearful I'm going to upset somebody or they're going to be mad at me. You can think to yourself, okay, but what if I partner with them? What if I'm there to be a teacher and a resource for them? You know, and looking at it from that perspective.
Or meeting them halfway.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And being open to alternate solutions, recognizing that it's more important to get it right than being right.
Absolutely. That's teamwork.
That's right. It's more important to get it right than actually being right.
Absolutely.
And it allows us to be a little bit more compassionate. And as I always say, it's important to be a human being versus a human doing.
There you go. Perfect. Well said, Anne, always. Where's my applaud button? I need it. Yay. Love it.
Absolutely. So I am looking forward to next podcast that we have. We are going to bring Mary in, and then we are going to talk about our next step in the process for mastering difficult conversations.
Beautiful. Well, I look forward to speaking with you and Mary. As always, Anne, great stuff. Breath of fresh air every Wednesday. If you want, Anne, you can give the information real quick where everybody can find out where you're at, because I know you know where you're at, but I want the listeners to hear it from you.
Absolutely. We actually, on the Chill Factor page, we actually have Finding Strength Today. Please check out that page, because we're always going to have events on there. And the events for the next set of dates for the interactive course that will be online on Zoom, and it's going to be Mastering Difficult Conversations. And it will complement the series, because in that online course, we are actually going to be able to role play some things out and really have you apply the skills that you learn and increase that confidence. I will tell you, it's really important to have your mic on, and you will need your video on for that online course. So definitely check out on the Chill Factor, on the Finding Strength with Anne page. The events will be there, and you'll also be able to find me on Instagram for Finding Strength with Anne as well.
Thank you. And also TikTok, right? You're still on TikTok?
Oh, I am on TikTok for Finding Strength with Anne. I'm also on LinkedIn.
There you go.
For Finding Strength with Anne as well, and on Facebook.
Perfect.
So you can find me on any social media platform that is to your liking. But I know that this podcast will be very helpful and will complement. And we'll be offering this course pretty much at least once a month to be able to help anybody out there that is looking for how do I get to the next stage, and to increase that confidence, communication, and connection. Because it is my passion and my mission that the communication between your ears is good on the inside, and then how that relates on the outside to the rest of the world as well.
Wonderful. Great stuff as always, Anne. Good job. Love it. Awesome. Keep up the good work. And everybody that's listening in, go find Anne. She's on the Chill Factor, but she's also on Finding Strength. She's all around. She's got you covered with good stuff. Thanks again, Anne, for everything you do.
Thank you very much, Kathleen. I will see you or talk to you next week.
Along with Mary. Have a great one, honey.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Are you ready to master those conversation skills? Well, join me online for an interactive workshop with your camera and your microphone on. You will learn proven strategies and practice using your experiences to role play in a safe space to customize these skills to your personality. The great news is you no longer will avoid difficult conversations. Rather, you're going to have increased confidence and build relationship and credibility with each conversation. For the upcoming online workshop dates, go to my link tree on Instagram under Finding Strength with Anne. Hope to see you online.